Welcome to episode
26
of WoW Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
4th
of
June,
2014. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeppy.
Good morning and welcome to WoW Geekly, episode 26. This is Jeppy. And joining me from across the other side of the world is Mr. Asheo. How are you, Mr. Asheo?
Good morning. I am super duper. Thanks for asking.
We're both in the morning.
We are. Yeah. Mine's the real morning. Yours is the, oh my God, what am I still doing up morning?
10 to 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we're actually going to talk about what the hell I'm still doing up later in the show.
I guess we will. Probably. Good chance.
But we want to start with a number, which is 26.
Let's start with 26, mate. 26. What do you know about 26? A couple of obvious things, I guess.
Is that...
Go on. 26 letters in the alphabet, mate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're still using that old alphabet.
Okay. You've been used to using the Greek one, haven't you? Alpha.
Yeah, 24.
Beta. 24. That's all you're interested in. So as far as you get.
Alpha, beta. Nah.
That's the number of red and black cards in a deck of cards. 26 red, 26
yes.
black.
Yeah.
And the atomic number of iron. Don't
see, now there's an important one. We all know our iron.
We all know our iron. Our iron
in
buckles.
Old iron.
Yeah.
What were you trying to sell those buckles for?
The old iron buckle market, because you needed it for a quest.
What were you trying to sell on the auction house earlier this week?
Oh, my living steel belt buckles. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Oh, man.
I saw the tweet. I was trying to get onto the auction house, but it's not fast enough.
The Big Dipper. You'd plummet down and your stomach disappears up into your gut.
How long before you sort of kicked the council?
Well, I did all my auctions and I escaped out of the auction house and I was running back towards the bank and I kind of looked down at the screen and went, what? What's that little number there? That doesn't look right. And thankfully managed to cancel them all before anybody got a bargain.
Yeah, because the people who really seriously do the auction, I know he's gone straight into WoW, I'm sorry. People who really seriously do the auction house run these things that check for low prices.
Oh, yeah, like that.
They're gone.
Alert. Molson would have got his alert. His email alert.
Molson's kicking himself. What the? Yeah. I can't believe I missed that.
26. Also, it's the only number sandwiched between a square and a cube. Because 5 squared, 25. 3 cubed, 27.
And again, I come down to the...
What use is that?
But it's the only number. Even if you carried on going all the way up to infinity, that is the only number that will ever happen.
Well,
yeah. There you go.
Let's say it is. Let's say it is.
What the hell is a rhombi cubo?
Well, it'd have to be, right? Because any other square and cube is going to be separated by a lot more than one. So yes, yeah, definitely the only number.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I have no idea what any of that means, but yeah. Okay, I'll buy that.
Mm.
I'm sure there's a...
I mean, 26, it's got to have something, you know, to its name. It's got to be famous for something. Might as well be that.
The only number that sits between a cube and a... what'd you say? Square?
A square, yeah.
Between a cube and a square.
Yeah. Obviously, there's lots of numbers that sit between cubes and squares, but it's the only one where there's only one number between them.
There's two numbers, 2 and 6. Okay, I'm just being facetious.
You've been a 1 a.m. funny.
Yeah, I know. My brain is not really focusing too much on things at 1 a.m.
Sharpen it up, because here we go. Here's the best one.
Okay, go on then. Go on.
In theory, and I say in theory because I think it's been proved, but there may actually be a smaller number. It's known as God's number because it's the number of moves needed to solve any disordered Rubik's Cube. Oh, damn, I love my Rubik's Cube. I don't think I ever solved it in 26 moves. But the theory of it is if you disorder a Rubik's Cube into any random thing, the smallest number of moves you need to solve it is 26.
Nah.
It doesn't seem like many, does it?
It doesn't seem right.
I think it takes me 26 to solve the bottom layer.
I don't understand. If a Rubik's Cube, yeah. Say if you get a Rubik's Cube and I just move the reds a bit, move the whites a bit, someone comes along, you can do it in two moves.
Pull it apart and you twist it.
Get the stickers off.
Get stickers off.
I can do that in like 10 minutes with a hammer.
Yeah, that's it.
Smack it in the middle. You've got to smack it quite sharply in the middle of the thing.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you've got a really good one that you've been practicing with a lot, and obviously you would have pulled it apart and rubbed all the bits with Vaseline.
They get very loose.
Get very loose. Yeah. And you want to be nice and slippery so you can just...
That's a professional.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, this is a true story. I can't remember what it was. I won something at school, a prize for some essay I did or something. And the book I chose, to show you how old I am, the book I chose was How to Solve the Rubik's Cube.
Very
good. It was some specky guy on the front cover.
It's Guide to Solving the Rubik's Cube?
No. Yeah, I'm struggling for an idiot's guide at the moment, actually. It's I still don't understand. So it's the smallest number of moves you have to do.
Yeah, so if you take any randomly shuffled up Rubik's Cube.
But how shuffled? It depends how shuffled it is.
Well, exactly. Surely. But I'm saying as shuffled as you could possibly shuffle it. Any random shuffled up Rubik's Cube. All right. So sure, I mean, if it's not really random and you've just moved the red one rotation, you can solve it in one. Yeah, okay. Sure, you can solve it in less than 26. But I'm saying if to have any random shuffling, not just that specific one turn one.
I think the words in theory are going to have to stick very strongly to the front of that.
All right.
Because I don't know.
I'll get out my Yoo-hoo glue and cut it out and stick it on the front.
Yeah, very much stick it to the front of that Rubik's Cube. Yeah. Have you seen these massive light ones that are lights?
No.
Oh, they have them on these sort of like gimmick, not gimmick sites, what I'm talking about, toys for boys type of sites.
Okay.
Massive Rubik's Cube and they're all it's all lights. So as you turn it, you get different coloured lights and stuff. Yeah. Well, I like the Rubik's Cube.
Add that to my birthday list, then.
That dude did well with the old Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah. Old Mr. Rubik.
Yeah. And then didn't they try and come out with one that was not nine, but...
Ah, there was all sorts of combinations of pyramids and hexagons and... Yeah, but, I mean, after the 3x3, mate, it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, I think that was the perfect challenge.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It's not going to kill you. But I knew a few guys who could just, there you go. There's a cube.
Yeah, oh, I could do that at one point, and I can still do two layers and most of the top layer. But I'm a bit rusty.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay.
There you go.
Rubik's Cube. Cool.
So this, my friend, is a World of Warcraft podcast.
It is.
And we're approaching the end of an expansion, and there's Podfade happening, and there's much news happening.
Left, right, and centre.
So I think we should just wrap it up here, and say we'll be back in September.
Yeah, I think we should do a slancher.
Okay.
And we should hiatus this bitch.
I'm going to... He's off for the summer. I'm going to hibernate for the winter.
Well, he's got to get all... Supposedly he's going to get all edumacated.
Hang on a minute. I've just got an email from Blizzard. What's this?
What? Oh, hang on. Let me check my mail.
Congratulations. You're my family. What?
You're my long-lost son.
Yeah.
Yay.
So apparently, early this morning, some Elf Ring bikes started going out. Yeah, it depends on when you are. It's Thursday morning for me. And quite coincidentally, Fed income, I had no idea whatsoever. I did tweet this morning.
Yeah, you in the know.
I'm really surprised that the alpha or beta hasn't come out yet. And not an hour later, some dude tweets his on the load screen.
It's funny how it built like that. It was like just one person.
Yeah.
Mentioned. This is before, this happens a lot. It's before Blizzard even mentioned it.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't even come out and said that there's an alpha invite stream going out.
Yeah.
Somebody just comes on and goes, "Ooh, look what I found. Play button on my...
on my launcher."
Yeah.
A bit of a... and it is a bit... being the first expansion since this launch has been in use and not having played a PTR or being involved in an alpha or anything... I was kind of expecting it to appear down the side there with, you know, WoW,
yeah.
D3, yeah. You know, Heroes of the Storm. I expected to see, you know, WoD Alpha.
WoD?
WoD! But no, you've actually got to go to WoW and click on your little region thingy button and pick Warlords of Draenor Alpha.
Yeah, because I was the same. As soon as I saw that tweet, and weirdly, you know, it's one of those things. I don't think I would normally be even looking at tweets. It's only because I went to bed this morning after not being able to record that I had a bit that I was more awake this evening.
Right.
And I saw the tweet and I went, "Oh, okay." So straight to the Battle.net. Oh, it's not there.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
well, didn't get my Heroes of the Storm. Of course, I'm not going to get this.
Yeah, I started to sulk.
Yeah.
I was about to chuck my toys out of the pram. And then fortunately, I went to my Battle.net site on the web.
Yep.
And it was there. And also it confused me as well because it chose the next WoW, whatever, WoW 1, 1,
WoW
2,
WoW 3.
I didn't actually have...
It's filling up, it's WoW 3.
Exactly. But it took a slot. And I was like thinking, oh, I'm so glad I didn't fill up all those slots because yeah. That would have been... galling.
Sorry, you can't be in the alpha because you've got no slots free on your Battle.net account.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh.
Can you? That's what happened to me last time. So, I'm not going to have it happen again.
Definitely not.
Do you know, so, if we'd recorded this morning...
You would have said nothing's happening and it would have been a 5-minute show and we would have been all sad.
Yeah. But it's, you know, literally, I don't know, the general rumour or the conspiracy theory as well, today or yesterday was the first time that non-pre-orders could get into Wildstar.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, no, Blizzard, goodness sake. I mean, and the fact is, we all know it's because Slant's just gone on hiatus.
Yeah, it's Slant's gone on hiatus.
Although I just saw a G Plus, or whatever they call it these days, post to say that he's having a little dabble with the alpha. So maybe not so much of a hiatus then.
Well, maybe what he actually said was he's not going to play Pandaria anymore.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cover all the bases.
And the other reason, of course, that it's come out this week is because the FERT raid team, we've taken this week off. So we're not actually raiding tomorrow or Sunday. So, you know, Blizzard's obviously looked at our calendar and gone, oh, there you go. There's a week you can have a crack at it. Drop that puppy.
I think, I mean, all jokes aside, obviously, I'm sure they have their own calendar, whatever, but it was getting desperate.
Mm.
It really was. I mean, yeah. We talk about, you know, real... people who really, really, really stick to playing the game, deciding they're going to go on a hiatus or leave altogether or, you know, go and play another game. I'm sure Blizzard are well aware of that.
Oh, definitely. But the biggest thing for me was it's now June. It's the 6th month. And they've never had a beta period that's less than 6 months. And they've basically promised that the game is going to be out in December, which is 6 months away. So... Mm. Yeah, it's got to start.
This is
only alpha. It's not even the beta. So
I'm pretty sure we'll be quickly into a beta.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it is actually identifies itself in some areas as beta. The folder it goes into is beta and stuff like that. So there you go. So all exciting. So I'm one of those people that I hit install and then and watch it crawl along at my super high speed Australian internet speeds and starts downloading the 26 gig. And I was really surprised to see that only about 5% into that bar it says the game's now playable. But I'm one of those people that will sit there patiently and wait for that bar to get all the way to the end before I hit that big play button.
I would imagine it's been some time since you downloaded the client.
The full client, yeah.
Yeah. Has been so, some time. I mean, the full client does that as well. Full client lets you go in relatively quickly.
That's a pretty nice streaming technology right there.
Yeah, I remember them changing it a while back and saying that you wouldn't have to wait. Well, obviously, if you're rushing through stuff, I mean, I guess if you're starting the full client, it's all well and good to say that as long as you're going to start in the starting area.
Sure.
Or whatever, you know. If you're down on the full client and you want to jump straight into
the area.
You're
going to get level 100 to pick you up and fly you off somewhere to do some power leveling. Probably not going to work so well.
No, indeed. So I'll give you some first impressions because I actually didn't wait.
No,
I dive straight in.
Yeah.
And the first thing we're made aware of, actually, it's given to us in the letter and also on the sort of alpha bug site, which you can go and have a look at on the forums, is only Horde at the moment.
Former Horde!
Only Horde. So I'm guessing we won the Azeroth choppers.
We won the choppers.
I say we, because I've got cats on both sides, so it doesn't really matter, but yeah.
Well, but you did vote Horde, right? Obviously, you must have, otherwise you wouldn't have got the invite.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you, I voted on two different accounts on different sides. Just I hedged my bets.
You just balanced it. So basically, you didn't vote.
Essentially,
what you're saying is you didn't vote.
No. In effect, I balanced myself off. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I got in. So if the Alliance won and won and they got in, then I'd be in as well and you wouldn't be.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, that's obviously what it was. People were saying it was for the choppers, but no, it wasn't. Is for what you're going to start to test on the PTR, whether it's going to be Horde or Alliance, which switch they would flick.
That's it.
So it's just Horde. But what you can do is copy over your own characters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that in the game,
or you can do it characters. On your...
You've got a couple, I'm sure. Yeah. And although it lets you copy over Alliance characters... Once you copy them over, it won't let you go anywhere or do anything with them. It says this current faction is not available to play and you won't be able to use it. So, and you only get 5 copies initially. So if you've got...
It's a pressure.
If you've, I suppose it's annoying. If you've only got Alliance, it'll be a bit annoying. But you don't want to be copying over any Alliance if you can avoid that. But then again, you don't need to do any of that anyway because they're going to give you a 90 of whatever you want anyhow.
I think I'd rather start with a blank 90 and just see what they give you.
Yeah, because some of the armor looks pretty cool. Mm. I'm looking at a orc warlock at the moment, and the shoulders got this massive, big old Quashua, and these massive, big old skulls on them. Looks like some sort of ram or something.
They look savage.
They look savage. I did notice, I did Torn as well, and I did notice that he was rather cross-eyed, which is a bit disturbing. Since they're quite big, and if they run into things, that would be quite hideous. But also, again, I logged in, and all of a sudden, all your achievements start coming, or actually not even your achievements, but just every achievement that exists in the game, by the feel of it. It just went on for ages. Jing, 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 jing. Including all the mounts.
Wow.
Every available mount. Not just yours.
Oh.
So your Ashes of Alar and your Reigns of the whatever it was.
You get them all?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was flying on the Ashes of Alar and then I jumped on the old Love Rocket.
Well, there you go.
So I'm going to take lots of screenshots.
I'll be creating a character called Ashayo and taking screenshots because that's the only time I'm going to get a screenshot right in Ashes of Alar.
That's what I thought. And then I just sort of like, over the next few weeks, just sort of petered them out. Oh, we've got this now. We've got this one. Well, there, everybody will know.
Oh, there you go. Later will be impressed. You'll finally be able to get the Hulon mount.
Trouble is, you can't fly in the starting area.
Oh.
You can't fly, so annoying. First thing I did is try to go up in the air on the Love Rocket, and it wouldn't let me. So bounced around on the ground. So that was a little bit disturbing, but still. And actually, I don't know if they give you some bags and stuff. They give you gear and some bags and bits and pieces. So
the backpack would be like 48 slots now, is it?
That would be nice, but no. It's exactly the same backpack. That's the legacy backpack, as they now call it, I think.
Yeah. So how big are the bags you're getting?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go back in again just to see, because I don't remember. And all the names are all available.
Let's go for 20. I better be 28.
All the names are available, because it's a brand new server just for this. So I've got NA.
Nah.
Jeez, thousands of people here.
I'm going to log on really quick and create a character called Solantia.
The Ember Silk bags.
Oh, okay.
So just your 22 slots. But you get a bit of food, lemon flour pudding, and a half stone. Of course, there's no add-ons.
Right, yeah.
10,000 gold, though. That's not to be sniffed at.
Yeah. That'll get you a writing skill or two.
There's quite a few of the character models haven't been updated as yet either.
Like all of the Alliance ones, which won't let us play it.
Although you can, if you go into the creation screen, you can create an Alliance character.
Okay.
So you can have a look at the gnome and stuff.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. But the ones that have, I did a undead, female undead, because I know they have that model. It was pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, there you go. So there'll be plenty of news from the alpha in coming weeks and months then.
Well, what's funny as well is that because of them giving you all the different pets, nearly everybody's title is Camel Hoarder. Because that would have been the last one they got, I guess.
So
I wish you'd fly. That'd be cool.
I'm going to create a character called Toe then.
Camel Toe. You're funny.
Dear.
I don't care what the iTunes reviews say.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're funny. Ooh. Ooh, I just found Duotan. Blimey. Just standing at the top there.
How old is he? I'm all confused. This time travel. Is he a boy? Is he your grandpa? I don't know what's going on. I haven't read the book. I'm a god.
When you create, by the way, if you haven't read any of the books, and of course, I think you know the lore up until the end of Pandaria pretty well. But if you haven't, the spoilers hit you straight away when you go to the character creation screen and it plays that bit of video that introduces the particular race you've chosen. It tells you, it gives you a little bit updated what's happened. Like when I did the Tauren, it starts going on about Bane and stuff. You're like, oh, whoa.
Hang on a minute. I didn't know that. Spoiler alert.
Spoilers?
I get to play the alpha and I'm going to get spoilers. I don't know about that.
I'm not sure where. It looks like something's crashed and the people are coming off it. You'll see when you go in a minute.
No.
You see all the camel horde as well. I don't know whether they're going to be doing a sort of split, because they surely can't have everybody just starting in this same little area. Oh, I guess they can.
Well, they can at the moment because, I mean, it's very limited as to how many people we've invited at the moment, I believe. So they'll bring on more servers and more experience as they add more people.
Yeah, currently it's just the one server. Although when you go into if you want to copy a character over, it does offer you four different servers, including an EU one.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a PvP one, but only one
of them. Not actually running. No, you can copy it here. You just can't play.
You'll lose your character because you can't get into that server. But yeah.
Apart from that, all good.
And also, it was stunningly fast. Now, I guess that's as you just said because there's not that many people who have got the invite as yet, or even those people that have got the invite, you know, still they may not be in a position to jump in. Yeah,
still, exactly. They're still patiently waiting for that download bar to get to the end.
Oh, crazy people. But yeah, it was like it said it could take up to an hour, but it was 2 minutes. And it was there, the cat was there?
I think it's because there's some sort of time thingy going on here. We're going back into the past. There's some time travel. So you actually did that, you know, quite a while ago.
6 weeks ago. Yeah. 6 weeks in the future. I see. Yeah. And then you come back. And
come back. It seemed like 2 weeks.
Timey-wimey.
Yeah.
Also, you get all your pets.
You've started your garrison. You've started your followers leveling up stuff.
Dude, I'm level 100 already.
You've got down the final boss. Last raid. Oh, that was a toughie, wasn't it?
I'm just about to tweet how bored I am.
When's the next one? When's the next expansion coming out?
This is ridiculous. Oh, that is an ugly. I know people want this love rocket, but it is pig ugly. Got freaking leopard, no, zebra skin seats.
Yeah. I would like it, but I wouldn't be riding it.
God, I've got so many mounts. The Imani War Bear, Imani Battle Bear, Imani Dragon Hawk. Ooh.
So, did you rush out and buy your Guardian Cub before it disappears forever into the archive?
What's all that about? What are they doing? Are they not going to have any pets you can buy that you can sell? Because that's one of the few. Actually, I think it's the only one you can, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was like an experiment they did.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's about the cynical people. And yeah, okay, I'm a cynical person. Just look at it as a marketing exercise of, you know, just playing with people's mind for desperately needing to have something that's about to go away, so they better go and buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's exactly what people will do.
Yeah.
There'll be a ton of them. Oh, corrupted fire.
Oh, crikey. I don't have that. I better buy it before it disappears forever.
Goes off into the archive. What did they do that before? Oh, depleted Capirium. Capirium rocket. Have one of those.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty happy with my Capirium rocket. Not many people have that one, and a lot of people ask about it and say it's a great rocket. And
yeah,
very happy to ride around that one.
Now everybody gets out.
Bastards. So I guess there was some other news this week. There was another water cooler.
About stats, yeah.
Digest your stat water cooler. I just looked at it and went, ooh, I'm hybridy. I'm going to stack versatility. And that's all I needed to know. Because who doesn't want to be more hybridy?
What's a Corcoran Joker? These are some of these things I've never even seen before. These must be new mounts. Sorry, I'm going. There's like a Corcoran Juggernaut. Have you ever seen that one before?
No.
Must be a new guild thing. It's like the Annihilator, but it's got savage things on the front of it.
Oh, of course it does. Everything's savage.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool if the chopper was in here? I don't think it is, though. That would be cool. So stats. So they seem to have got rid of one.
They got rid of a few. I reckon they've played around with and went, yeah, it doesn't scale that well. See ya.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there goes the dance studio.
So is it? Is it interesting stuff? I didn't even bother reading it.
Oh, you didn't read it, did you? Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of
stuff. Oh, dude, hang on a second. Got Spectral Tiger.
Ooh. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Spectral Tiger. Sorry, there wasn't anything new in there. Sorry.
I mean, there was some. It's if you're a stat nut and want to know what's your where to get secondary stats and things for all your toons and your alts and your I think mainly it's for hybrids. It was more interesting for me for hybrids. It's like, okay, so how's it going to work on my Boomkin Druid that's primarily a healer, but I want to switch, and so they're getting rid of stuff like hitting expertise. Great, you don't have to worry about that anymore. But there's still all this Crit, Mastery, Haste, and Spirit. And, you know, Spirit is a healer thing. You know, it used to be that there was talents that would mean that Spirit got converted to Hit for when you were in balance, but now Hit doesn't matter, so why am I getting all this Spirit? Blah, 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 blah. So they kind of clarified a lot of that. And, you know, so, for example, Spirit is now only on very specific items. It's not on everything. So if you're a healer, then you can just get some Spirit on your rings, neck, back, and trinkets, right? And just, you know, have those as your healing items, and, you know, the rest of it is basically also your DPS spec. So it's good in that I know that, you know, I'm not going to end up having to have a complete DPS set and a complete healer set. You know, it's just going to be those few items that I toggle back and forth depending on whether I'm a healer or a DPS. So, yeah, so there's some good stuff in there. But there was a couple of things that they took out. They took out Amplify, which they talked about at BlizzCon. They weren't happy with that. Readiness, same thing. And I could kind of understand the readiness one, because, you know, I understood readiness to work like, you know, hunters have a readiness spell that basically resets to, you know, the cooldowns on their resets the timer on their cooldowns. Well, I mean, if you've got readiness on all of your gear and you're stacking that, and, you know, everything's constantly resetting, that seemed like a very hard thing to scale and manage. So I'm not really surprised that disappeared. So
I like this leech.
Yeah,
a minor stat.
Leech sounds good. Yeah, the minor stats. Yeah, so they're kind of interesting. I mean, and yet they're not going to be huge game changers. I don't know what. You know, how much faster you, if you stacked your movement speed on anything that you could have a movement speed minus stat, I wonder, you know, how much faster you're actually going to run than somebody else, and where that would be useful. So I don't expect them to be hugely useful. It just makes your character a little bit different to other characters, because obviously you can't focus in all of these things.
No.
Yeah.
It's going to be relatively random, isn't it, what you can get.
Yeah. So that makes it a bit more interesting as well. It's not like you can deliberately go out and farm and specific pieces that's going to have all these new minor stats on them.
I'm a bit upset to skip. They haven't yet confirmed Cleave.
Which one was Cleave?
They've run into some problems about situational value to DPS, healables, and very little value to tanks. I don't care. I don't tank. It's not even concerned with cause items that would otherwise be equally appropriate for a healer and a DPS class to view as healer gear. Some dick just flagged themselves in the starting area. Oh, well.
AOE.
No, peace and friendliness stopped quickly.
Yeah. That's right. So they took it out because their reasoning was that Cleave was always going to benefit a healer, but only sometimes benefit a DPS. And so, therefore, it was going to be perceived as being healer gear. And, you know, the DPS would never get it. Well, you know, I don't like that as a reason for removing it. Not just because I'm a healer.
Yeah. It's just because you're a healer, isn't it?
But, I mean,
selfish, to be honest.
I don't think it's a bad thing that, you know, there needs to be, because, I mean, we're talking about proper raids, right? It's not flex, because you get your personal gear drop in flex. It's only going to be raids where gear drops that the raid lead needs to allocate out. I don't think it's a bad thing that there has to be decisions made by a raid leader as to who gets gear and prioritize it accordingly. So, we shall see. Hopefully
if you can hear sudden stings of like quests being handed in, so I just handed one in. It's quite cool, actually. Oh, Duotan's off.
Chase him.
That's what you're supposed to. So far, I've been led up the hill by Drakthar. Now I'm following Duotan. It's quite cool. He's sort of got a green outline around him, so you can see him all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very nice. You're making me jealous.
Well, so I don't understand. Weren't you going to go in?
I've done the right thing, and I've paused the downloading while we're recording, so to not impede the glorious quality of Skype.
Yeah. Well, it's your loss, my friend. So I'm going to be level 100 before the end of the evening.
All right. I want screenshots.
Do it,
Jeffy 100.
Oh, now I found Fool. Why? How are they all here? I don't understand. Someone's going to have to explain the timey-wimey stuff to me.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
You'll meet both, yeah. Mate.
And do it again. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. See, they've cut down on the gold as well, I think, that you're getting from these quests.
Oh, so how much health do you have? Stat squish!
596,000.
Doesn't that that's squished?
Not health. What? That's not health. That's how much XP I got to get. Between that's still quite low. Let's see, health 53.
53.
Well, it says 53.018. So I don't know if that's right or not.
53.
But it's okay because I've got 37 mana. Was it 37? It's hard to tell. They've. I thought they were getting rid of all the leading zeros.
Is it? Are you in your European mode and it's using a dot instead of a comma?
Yeah, I think
so. Is it 53,000?
Maybe 53,000.
Yeah. God, you scared me then.
Let me turn my.
You were panicking. He's just taking 52 health damage. Is it one? Is it one health?
Sure. Sorry, this is fascinating for everybody, but oh yeah, no, I don't know. It's still weird. It still looks like a big dot, but still, I don't know.
Mm. All right, we'll figure it out. There's no problem.
Yeah.
So, what about before this morning, mate? How's your wow?
Was there? Week? Was there before this morning?
Was there any wowing for you? Before this
there
morning.
Was, but it just seems to all pale into insignificance.
It's just like, yeah. It's felt like an inception dream. You're not really sure that you were doing it.
Well.
And now it's like time.
It doesn't matter.
The time has just flown and you're back in the past and you haven't actually done it yet.
Raph finished.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
How many levels do you get to hand out? Please don't tell me you blew them up and wasted them all.
I'll tell you in a minute. As you remember, there's no way of being able to tell from your interface exactly how many days you've got left or when it's going to end. So I had to ask Blizzard via their customer support people.
You did?
And the dude said, it's the 31st. 31st. I can't even say the word. 31st. And it's going to end on the 31st. So I thought, well, I'm not going to get stung again. I'm going to clear up by the 30th.
Ooh, I would have gone the 29th because...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're already 12-hour difference in the time zone.
But it's in my favour.
Wow.
Isn't it? Yeah. So I thought. In my head, I thought, well, it's in my favour because America is way... way past midnight.
Yeah. I'd still be panicking.
Yeah, well, I did. I was good, and I did clear up everything way into the 30th. It was like early hours of the morning on the 30th, so it was basically 2 days before I thought that at the worst case scenario it would end. And I managed to, after I did a lot of messing around and faffing about and doing all sorts of other things, moving a couple of characters about and stuff, and the end results were 9 new level 85s.
Wow.
Which wasn't too bad, I thought. And I also did our experiment that we talked about some time ago. You said, what happens if you boost some characters? Mm-hmm. Are you able to give the boosted levels as Raph levels? And the answer is no.
No, damn it.
Much to my disgust. Because the first thing I wasn't going to do, I wasn't going to do any boosting until I got to 60.
Yep.
So I've got a couple of dwarf hunters to 60 in about, 6 hours. Something ridiculously small. And then I boosted them. And all they could give was the 30 levels they'd earned by leveling.
To 60.
They weren't able to give anything else. And they were able to get their professions and stuff, but I don't know. I'm a little bit wary about professions now with all the stuff we're hearing about garrisons.
Oh, what are we hearing about garrisons?
Well, that you'll basically be able to, you're going to be able to have more than your normal two professions. You're going to be able to have your garrison take the slack on another four. And also you'll be able to collect everything you need to level a profession via your garrison.
That sounds like good news.
It does kind of sound like good news, but it also sounds like every bugger's going to have all professions. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You kind of remove that uniqueness of being the jack of trades kind of thing.
No, I don't know that it's that unique anymore, though, mate. After 10 years,
no, it's not.
I'm thinking that if people wanted to max out on all their professions, then they probably would have done it by now.
But it's also not... It seemed like a fantastic bonus to get the E-level 90 boost at 60 and get your profession to 600.
Mm.
It seemed like a real... You know, it's worth a bit of money, that.
Yeah.
It's not really, I don't think. I think when we sit down...
It's not like you're going to go, okay, Garrison, go and level up my profession. You come back tomorrow and it's, you know, you're level 600. It's not going to be that easy, so...
Oh, yeah, no, I think it is. I think you're going to just say, look... In fact, you don't even have to go in the game. You could do it on your mobile. Go in, say, listen, I want engineering 600. Four of you dudes go and do that.
Right.
And I'll see you in a week's time.
So you just do it. It'll just be a Facebook game, and you just get your friends to send you bonus tokens for their bloody professions.
That'd be quite cool, actually. Yeah, I need a hammer. I need a hammer for my engineering.
A hammer? Can someone pop over and feed me chickens?
I'm going away for the weekend, but I do think that professions are not going to be anywhere near as lucrative as they potentially were in the past. I think that's pretty definite.
Right.
And there weren't many of those things where you were talking about a particular item, about your iron belt buckle. I don't think there'll ever be a situation anymore where people say, well, I need a particular fish which I don't have to help me out or sell me one via the auction house. I think you'll be able to pretty much be self-contained within your garrison, particularly if you've got a couple of accounts.
Yeah, though, I mean, if you take those belt buckles as an example, I mean, you couldn't make those just by leveling blacksmithing to 600. You then had to go and grind Claxi Rep to buy the pattern.
Yeah.
Right? And you needed to be, you know, level something or other to do that. So it's not like you're going to have your level 90 that's leveled your professions up to the top of whatever it is for warlords and be able to make those high-end items that are your big profit makers. I mean, they're not going to remove, because a lot of that is a grind, and it's a time sink that they deliberately want to be in there. I can't imagine them removing all of those.
No, and it is all still to see. I don't know. I mean, they did do a water cooler or something, or a blog post about garrisons last week.
Mm-hmm.
But
part one of stuff new. Three parts, I think. So.
A 52-part series.
That was still a bit of a summary of mostly what we already knew. So I'm looking forward to the next couple of editions of the Garrison water cooler.
Well, the tweet suggested that the next one is going to include things like professions and stuff. So hopefully that will give us a lot more meat to decide how we're going to go forward.
It'll probably come out as soon as we finish recording this, mate.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Although I guess they're quite busy at the moment.
Could be.
Also, they said today, or they confirmed today, that finally we're going to be able to have bind on account. I can't remember what they're called.
Spirits of Harmony.
Spirits of Harmony. Mm. Finally. And that was you as well.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that just a couple of days ago? They're just watching your
just
Twitter.
Just this thing. Morning. I just tweeted this morning. That,
it's not long overdue.
So pleased that these aren't still soulbound.
I think they're just taking a lead from you.
I think it might be.
And they also confirmed that herbing will be the same as mining in Draenor, that you'll be able to level up with the materials you pick up from that one area as opposed to having to go back and level up via the old world.
I did find something that was a bit bothersome for me that I didn't realise. You know how you can now, one of the things that they added to help overcome all those issues of not having to farm all the old gear was you can level blacksmithing just using ghost iron. And I thought, because I've been leveling my Herald of the Titans turns and trying to optimize them, and I thought, I should level blacksmithing because you get a couple of extra sockets that you can put on your gloves and your waist, your braces, rather. So I thought that'll be a good thing. All the ore on the auction house is ridiculously priced. I don't want to have to go out and farm it. I'll just level it through ghost iron. Went and hunted down the vendor that you used to level blacksmithing through ghost iron on my level 80 Herald of the Titans turn. Sorry, Sunshine, you need to be level 85 before I'm going to teach you how to do that.
So, oh, well. That completely scuppered that.
I've been doing that. So, yeah. So even they're still putting gates and barriers and limitations on how all that stuff is going to happen and can be used. It's not completely open.
Well, they're definitely hinting at more and more profession, making professions easier. Like they said, and this was in a series of tweets back and forth. First of all, they announced the Spirits of Harmony thing, but they also said that, like, say for instance, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have to worry. You used to have to really go through the old world and collect all the old various different bits and pieces, and you know it was a bit of a pain in the ass to do, but it's way easier to do it now. Yeah. You can get all
just go half hill, get on here.
And they're talking about that being the case for all crafting professions. So, you know, that's going to be a huge difference, isn't it?
Mm. But one, it's the catch up, right? It's the equivalent of greatly increasing your experience during the low levels. It's the catch up. I mean, it's not going to be that way from 600 up.
No, just to get, nor should it.
Just to get 600, yeah.
But the... If I was starting afresh, and I thought to myself, I wanted to be an engineer in the current situation, I wouldn't bother because it's just a pain in the backside.
I just wouldn't bother.
I've got loads of time. So that's going to cause people to wait. But also, all those people that wouldn't have even considered doing some of those high intensity material type professions like engineering will now relatively easily do it. Relatively easily.
Yeah,
I mean, it was still a pain to do the cooking, really, because you still had to collect all the different bits and bobs. But
you know, and it costs gold, but people seem to have trouble saving.
And there was a little bit of a discussion about that there is a very small market for people who sell kits, who will say, if you want to do level working, I can basically give you all the materials you're going to need to get from 1 to 600. And instead of you having to go farm or go buy all the individual bits of the auction house, you can go to this one person, give them 10,000 gold or something ridiculous, and they will give you all the stuff you need.
Right.
And these changes will wipe that market out, obviously.
Yeah. I hadn't even heard of that market, so it must be a secret underground market.
What it tends to do is it's quite hard to sell it via the game, so you see it a lot in the Realm forums.
Oh, okay.
People saying, you know, if you're on such a realm, I'm doing such kits for a certain amount of money. And actually, it works out, apart from the fact that it's a heck of a lot easier than having to source all this stuff yourself, because there's many a time when you'll hit a point where you can't go any further without a particular item, and that item is so scarce it's almost impossible to get hold of. So these things do well. So that kind of thing we watch. But it's an incredibly small market, I think.
Mm.
It's only a very few people that have the time and patience to collect all that material in one big chunk.
And what they also do, that would be a hard, you know, you'd have to really put yourself out there to market that to find customers. Like the enchanting of old, just hanging out in the city in the trade channel.
I'll do your wrists.
Stick in the do not trade slot.
I never did that. I got my own wrist piece and I just wristed myself for hours on end. It's quite painful. Wristing and wristing and wristing. Oh my God. It's hideous. But the, you know, I don't know. As somebody who wouldn't mind doing a little bit of gold making, I still have my doubts about the potential.
Where am I going to make my gold now?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I think if the thing with all of these is that if that's the market, then everybody will be in the same situation. It's not like one group is being penalized.
True.
Or, you know, the market, the prices will come down. I mean, it's the way that an economy works. And I suppose where you make your gold is when you can pick up quick little changes and be very, very fluid. And like with a lot of the expansions, people are thinking, oh, well, what will I invest in? What will I buy in anticipation? I think your best thing is gold. Just try and liquidate as much as you can and have a chunk of gold available if you need to suddenly buy a load of bits and pieces and flip those, you know. But anyway, that's to come. We'll get more information.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I got my characters. I did, like I said, I've now used 3 boosts. Actually, that's not true. I've used 2 boosts on the Wrath accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 dwarf hunters at 90. It was very painless, you know. Click the button, boom, done. I still have the 3rd boost on the original character, on the original account.
Right.
To do. And I have no idea what I'm going to do with that.
Hum and ha.
I wanted to see if that what we said, that experiment would work or not.
Yeah.
Salty Slanch just tweeted, well, my hiatus is over. I cannot pull myself away. What was that, like 12 hours? He's funny. Yeah. Hopefully that means the podcast won't go on hiatus. I don't know why they do that. It's ridiculous. I think a lot of people were.
You know, good on him for deciding he needed to do something and committing to doing it. So hope he still does it.
Oh, you hope he still does the hiatus?
Well, I hope he still does whatever edumacation stuff that he was intending.
It's all out the window now. To do. He's throwing away the books and everything. He's burning the books as we speak. Dancing around them. Going for the horde. So we didn't really mention the Azov Choppers thing, did we, really? Kind of in passing.
Yeah.
Kind of silly. So what do you think of those bikes? Let's be honest. Come on, be honest.
No, I do really like the horde bike.
The horde bike, yeah, is passable.
Yeah.
But the Alliance bike Alliance is one's,
it's shiny. There we go.
Too shiny.
I love how shiny.
You see that bastard coming about 50 miles away. There's no stealth on that, is there? It kind of reminded me of a really, really weird Judge Dredd bike.
Okay.
The only thing I could think of, the only thing I thought was quite cool is that if you rode that bike through a group of horde, they would be imprinted with the Stormwind logo on their body as they bounce off the front of it.
They weren't impaled by the blades on the front.
Leaving aside, and I was joking about voting for twice. I did only vote for the Horde. But leaving aside the faction that you want to support your faction, the Horde was a far better bike.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, it just seemed like it wasn't a competition at the end. I know, I did see quite a few people who were supporting the Alliance bike, but that can't have been based upon aesthetics.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, based on my completely non-scientific analysis of Twitter, I think I tweeted it. You know, I just did a count of the, in a 1-hour period of the votes for Horde and Alliance, and the Horde was just killing it.
Yeah. I haven't seen the last, I haven't seen any episodes, to be honest. they said exactly what's going to happen? Because as I understand it, the bike that wins will be freely available to the faction that won.
I don't know. That detail.
But they keep mentioning
to find
the word
out,
free.
Tomorrow, with this week's episode.
Yeah, well, they're going to announce the winner of this week's episode, I guess. Mm. Hopefully then, very shortly after that, the actual digital version will be in the game. But they keep saying it will be a free mount for the winner. And I can only assume, since...
Does that mean you can only ride it if you're on a Horde character?
That's what I would assume, yeah. And that if you wanted to have the other one, it's going to be a purchase. I can't imagine them not creating the Alliance one.
Nah.
Because that, you know, talk about your bias. it will kick off Big Star. Oh, let me get this right. The Alpha's for Horde only at the moment. I don't even get a bike. So I don't know. I can't imagine them allowing the Alliance to ride the Horde bike. Would that not be seriously messed up?
It would be weird. It would be a one-off for sure. There would be nothing like that that's happened before.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Mm.
But I also can't see them happening not giving you the option to purchase or earn the other bike.
Sure.
That would be craziness.
Yeah.
Maybe if everybody whines enough, they'll just say, oh, they both won. You get a bike, you get a bike. Yes, you get a bike.
I get a bike.
But I don't know. I'm looking forward to giving it a try. I don't know if it'll be my particular mount of choice for any length of time. I thought that what they could have done is if the losing bike, it was the only one you could have. In order to earn it, you have to give up all your other mounts. And you were forced to ride the Alliance bike forevermore. That'll show you faction pride, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd rather walk. But that's cool. So,
flying bikes.
I rushed a bit at the end of Wrath, and like I said, I've got a few 85s now, and
didn't completely balls it up. And
if I did that again, I wouldn't come back. You wouldn't hear from me again.
Nah.
Delete Twitter, my account, I'd delete everything I got.
You've been a bit quiet on Twitter, and I was a bit worried. I'm thinking, oh, God.
He's done it again.
He's done it again.
What I did do as well, in order to sort of feed levels back down the line, you need to create some 20s and 30s and 40s, because then, you know, they're the ones that you pass the levels to.
Mm-hmm.
So I created a warlock and a monk. And is it a warlock and a monk? Yes, a warlock and a monk gnome, and I've never multi-boxed, or I've tried to, and I failed to do so. I've never really multi-boxed a mix melee and range.
Right,
it's a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
Actually, it went quite well with the monk and the warlock, and I signed up. I accepted the first 25 guild that would have me, because you get a bonus. You get bonuses off your level. You get 10% bonus leveling and all sorts of other bits and pieces. So I thought, well, you know, nobody else was on. I'll just bang. Yeah, I'll take that one. No problem. It was called Care Bear, something or other. So it wasn't that fussy. But then when I came to give the levels, so I took the levels and gave them to the monk and to the warlock and basically got them all the way up to 85. The amount of people in that guild... Hacks. Report him. You know, it's so funny. And there was a few people that obviously knew what was going on, and they're saying, listen, calm down, he's a recruit friend, he's just doing a recruit friend. And there was loads of people as well in the general area. I did it in the where the flight master is in Stormwind,
mm-hmm.
just on that bit of wood just on the outside.
Yep.
And there were people that were coming up and saying, hey, what's going on? I don't understand what's going on. How's he doing that? How's he doing that? So you're in Blizzard. Da, da, da. It's funny. It's nice that even now, after all this time,
yeah,
and quite a few people saying, oh, but that's the best $60 you spent. I said, it's not a boost. If it was a boost, it'd go to 90, wouldn't it? And it wouldn't go one level at a time.
Yeah.
So, but it is shocking how many people still are unaware of the recruiter friend.
What's a recruiter friend? I don't have any friends.
Although I didn't know, a lot of people just said, well, who did you level with? I was like, myself.
Multi-boxer. Hacks.
Hacks. It's against the rules. I did notice that Airy Peak is flagged as new players.
Yeah, there's something weird going on with that.
What is that about?
Yeah.
Because it seems relatively busy to me.
It seems to toggle between after a weekly reset to from new to new players. And never actually says, you know, low, medium, high. And it's like, it's really weird, because that's got a pretty, I feel, medium to high population. It's very active.
Yeah. The starting zones are stunningly active.
Yeah. Bit of a mystery.
Anyway, I'm sure you did us proud last couple of weeks. Wow-wise.
Well, I think the whole FERT rate team did us proud because finally, last week, Grosch defeated. Da-dum. We got Johnny there, Thomas. Mate. It was the all thanks to this wonderful Heart of the Valorous, 100% Valor buff, and everyone capping and the new 4x upgrades of gear. If it wasn't for that, you know, we've got no skill, no talent, no players. You know, it was all that, mate. That it was that entirely that helped us get him down.
Ah.
Yeah, no, not really. but it did help a little bit, pushed us over the line. So, I mean, we were so close to getting him down. It would have been nice to actually get him down without those gear upgrades and the, and all that extra valor. But we were so close. We had the dance, just a couple of unlucky things happening in terms of where he dropped his big purples of poo. Last week... we managed to get him down finally. We'd made the plan to, if anyone died early in the fight, to save the battle reses in case tanks died later in the fight.
Yeah.
And then, so late in the fight, and he was like down to, I don't know, he was under 10%, and our main tank died. And I'm trying to hit. For some reason, I can just, like, most of the time I'll just click on, I use Voodoo, and I just click on the player, and Voodoo's got smart casts, and it knows, well, you just clicked on a dead player, I'm going to cast Rebirth rather than trying to cast a heal. And,
okay.
And sometimes it doesn't work, and I haven't figured out why. And it didn't work. I'm like, oh, God. And I'm trying to fumble my fingers around and actually... target him instead and then find Rebirth actually on the bars and hit that, and that's not working. I'm like, what's going on? And then next thing I know, I'm dead. Because, I lost focus for a couple of very critical seconds, and it turns out we're actually out of battle reses because we'd already used three of them to that point. But, a couple of healers and a few DPS still up. And that was enough to take him down. So, yay for us!
Yeah,
I
did see quite a flutter on Twitter.
Yeah, there was a bit of flutter, and even pretty good. Two people in the raid team on first kill got their heirlooms.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, funky weapons.
Their weapons are they?
Weapons, yeah. So Hunts the Wind got his bow on his hunter. And Satri got a healing mace, so yeah, very jealous.
Yeah, I don't understand. I saw the tweets, and I think it may have been. Is Medi Cakes part of your?
Uh huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Kelly Healer.
And she said, I've seen a few people do this, and it was our last go. It was your last go. Say, oh, let's wipe that one and do it again.
It was the last go of the night. That's it. We got him down. Let's go again.
Blizzard, can you wipe that one? We're going to have another try. I'm going to get him quicker.
I do have a chuckle over that. But literally, this, whether it was we got him down or not, it was our last attempt of the night.
Okay.
So
yeah. Getting on a bit.
Yeah, we're pretty strict on our end time. So it was going to be the last go, and yeah. Very happy to finally see him bite the dust. So,
yeah.
And having done all that, I still don't have my 4-piece tier set bonus. So
he's on farm now, isn't he?
He's on farm now, so we're taking a week off because of Comic Con, and because of the alpha, of course, naturally. But we'll be back in there, and hopefully I can get my heirloom and the 4-set. Tier bonus.
Yeah.
Just for kicks.
Well, yeah. Because you'll be playing Warlords.
I'll be playing now. Warlords. Yeah. If it ever finishes downloading.
But that's okay, because whatever you did there didn't have any effect whatsoever, because Grosch is still wandering around in Warlords.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, hang on a minute. I just killed a Jew, defeated a Jew. Why? You've disappeared. What? Climby, warmy. But yeah, so I've been spending a fair amount of time actually on my Druid out in the Timeless Isle, partially because of this the wonderful 100% valor bonus and 150% once you actually get a tune up to 1,000 for the week, which is pretty darn easy at the moment. And partially because, very sadly, I'd actually run out of the lesser charms of good fortune and need to get a whole bunch more to be able to get my 3 weekly bonus rolls. So been doing a lot of that, trying to get some more of the since they changed in the last patch to going to need a bigger bag, that achievement's now account-wide.
Yeah, so, fixed, is it now? Because it was causing all sorts of problems.
All fixed, yeah. So I don't feel so bad about being out there on Jekyll and having something drop, because it's going to count towards the account-wide part of that achievement, because I've been doing everything on a show. I mean, a show's, you know, been the one grinding the rep.
And lives out there.
Lives out in the aisle. Sleeps by Hulon spawn point. Even though I've got them out twice now.
Yeah, it's greedy now.
And I think Lita's got it three times. Lita, zero.
Well, she just gets into the warlords and I've got it. I'm flying around on it now. Actually, I wonder if I can get back into the old world. I need to try that later. Get back in the old world and fly around.
Can I go back to Ghostlands and fly around? Oh, wait.
Oh, no. Right, yeah. Never mind.
So last weekend was our first attempt after many gearing runs through Alduar, etc. Was our first actual attempt at Algolon, doing the Herald of the Titans run, and none of us had. I don't think any of us had actually even read up on. You know, we'd done the gearing, but we hadn't actually read up on how to do the fight or anything like that. And I was reading up a couple of days before and was kind of asking in our Facebook group, so, okay, who's going to absorb this bit? Who's going to do that? Who's kiting these ones? And we're like, haven't watched the video, don't know. So we kind of went in, to say we went in a bit blind, a little bit of an understatement. So we were expecting that we actually had to do the whole fight mechanic, and it's going to take several minutes to defeat him, and we would have to do all the mechanics and everything. And there's one mechanic where after a couple of minutes he casts an 8-second spell called Big Bang, and essentially unless you've got some serious damage mitigation spell going on, you're going to get killed because you can't have more health than that. So basically everybody in the raid except for one person jumps into a black hole, and that avoids you taking damage. But someone needs to stay out, and that someone needs to have some damage mitigation spells. And typically it's done by a priest with guardian spirit or dispersion. So we didn't have a priest. Or by a mage. No, what was the other one? There's some other class that's also got some big... You can't use things like ice block, like a mage ice block that just completely blocks damage. That doesn't work. It has to just be something that slightly reduces damage rather than completely blocks it. So we tried a few different combinations and couldn't get anyone to stay alive. And the other part of it was people that go into the black hole pop out again after a few seconds. And it's supposed to be... I understand it to be you're supposed to be in the black hole for 10 seconds and then you automatically pop out. But people were popping out early before the Big Bang went off and then dying to the Big Bang. And we couldn't work out, because it all happened so fast, couldn't work out what was happening. So we tried it a few times. We did the dance. We're tanking him okay. We're DPSing down the sparks. We're doing that okay. But we're just struggling with the Big Bang and all the damage that was going out. So what I ended up doing was bringing in a 90, realizing we're not going to get the achievement, but we just wanted to figure out what the hell is going on. So I'll just have a 90 stay out and absorb the Big Bang, and everyone else can jump in the black hole and figure out why they're popping out. And they were still popping out. I mean, we didn't wipe because I could take the damage, but people were still popping out and dying and haven't quite worked that out. And so I asked her, you know, bitter and salty, how did you guys deal with Big Bang, and what class absorbed it? And Salty came back with, well, we had a DK tank that was geared to absorb it, but basically we killed him before Big Bang went off. That bit hadn't occurred to me. So obviously the easiest way to do it is to bloodlust right at the start and to pre-pot, you know, and drink pots, and basically just, if you get him to 20%, then he goes into phase two. He's not going to do the Big Bang. So we need to gear up some people a bit better to improve their DPS, and we'll go back in and we'll have another crack at him. But I would have loved to actually get him down with the proper strat rather than a Zerg. But at this point, I'll take a Zerg as the first.
Take what you can get.
Yeah, take whatever I can get, mate. So, and I leveled up my warrior to do this on, and my warrior tank is fully geared for it. You can't get any better gear. I leveled blacksmithing, got my extra sockets, and I'm stacked stamina. So he's pretty much as geared as you can be for it. It's all enchanted and everything. And then for some mad reason, those other two toons that I was leveling up, the shaman and the druid that I was dual boxing. I did get a couple more elixirs of knowledge. Completely addicted to those things.
You said it was your last
one. I know.
It's not right.
But I felt like I had to do one that worked without completely stuffing it up. And finally, I did get one on my main account where I did actually do it. I dragged myself through Gundrak and Drakthrong Keep and Halls of Stone, and did the amphitheater, you know, the equivalent. What's the amphitheater one out in Zul'drak? When you get it 75, like the Ring of Blood type thing.
Where you sit up in the
sit there and get heaps of XP and a nice weapon at the end of it. So I did all that and still had a few minutes, and I just ran around and killed stuff and got XP for killing stuff. So I was happy that I actually managed to use one of those things for a full hour without dying and put on a few levels. So that was good.
Finally.
So both my druid and my shaman now are locked at 80, and I've been running them through the ICC five mans and gearing those up as well, so that their tank DPS healer. So basically, I've got whatever we need. I got it. So I'm doing that, and then finally, because I'm looking at this Big Bang thing. You know, the best class for it seems to be a priest, because you can either absorb it with dispersion in shadow as a shadow priest, or with guardian spirit as a holy priest. And I actually had a level 40-something priest over on the Alliance side. So I'm like, I should go and level that priest and then move it across the horde. So I'm doing that now as well.
You're addicted to that as well.
But I'll be happy to get that done so that I can then level my warrior up to 90 and have my full complement of 90s. So still plenty going on in the game, mate. Plenty going on. So I don't know how much time I'll have for the alpha.
You always told me you don't like spoilers and stuff, so really, technically, you shouldn't be in there at all, should you?
I'll close my eyes. I won't read the quiz. How's that?
That's fair enough.
I'll just go and kill boars.
Yeah, I think the first thing you come across is bats, as far as I can tell.
Bats, boars, whatever.
Yeah, it's always saying B.
Yeah. Oh, and so I did learn one other thing this week. In regards to maximizing health points, the other thing I thought I should probably do is level mining, because with mining you get the passive ability toughness, which increases your stamina each time you hit the mining breakpoints. And of course, at level 80, you can pretty much level mining all the way to 600. You can pick up those ranks and go and mine it. And of course, you can, once you're 75, you can go out to Pandera and just mine ghost ore, even if you're only a low-level miner. Go to your heart's content. And, I don't know whether they've nerfed it or it's always been this way, but at level 80, regardless of your rank of toughness from mining, you never get more than 48 stamina.
Yeah.
So I think I was at like rank 5 and then leveled up mining and got it up to rank 6, and I went from 48 stamina to 48 stamina. So,
okay.
Yeah,
so not a
don't having bother grinding out mining all the way to 600 expecting to get rank 7 or 8 of toughness and having a whole bunch of stamina, because it's capped. They've thought of everything, mate. They're blocking us off at every pass.
You try and sneak around them.
I know. I'm going to keep looking.
Because that would have been the ideal for anyone doing PvP, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true.
Every PvP would be a miner.
and a blacksmith with their extra sockets stacked with stamina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. Wouldn't have minded if they had have gone, well, toughness doesn't apply in PvP. I just do PvE. Could have been an option. Yeah. But nah, Alkalon's going to slap me about the head with my 48.
But you still got your mining, so it's not a total loss.
That's true. Yeah.
And what, your 12th character? You got
it's about my 7th or 8th miner, I think.
It's like me with skinning. Every team I run, I have a skinner. Because it's crazy not to.
Yeah, you'd be nuts.
I've got like 14 600 skinners. Just waiting to get their proper profession at some stage.
Indeed. So there you go. So that's it. I'm done. I need to stop recording so I can download. I can start my downloader again.
Yep, definitely. I don't know if mine's been going. Actually, I've stayed in the game, so I don't know. One thing, I found a bug already. I found a bug already.
Oh.
It's not really, but I don't know if it's a bug or not. But you can't turn the sound off.
Ah.
So anybody who, I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm standing next to a fire. I've turned all the sound off. And it's
still going.
Still going, yeah. And I was just trying to... I created a character. By the way, just a tip. If you're going to create a character that you want to go straight to level 90, and why wouldn't you? Because you don't want to be messing around in the lower levels. You don't want to level to 90. You don't go into the normal screen and do it. You do it on the button. There's a button that says create character. You don't go into the create character screen, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
So I created the character in the wrong screen, and I can't delete it because it's got about 15 million things in its mailbox. And because there's no add-ons or anything, I'm going to have to individually go through and delete them all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. But yes,
still only 11 slots.
Still the old bag. It's not good. Although the Torin does look quite cool, actually. When he's running around, he does look... He looks good.
Yep. Awesome.
Yep. It's a good model.
Well, I'll be getting the Torin Druid then. Number one.
Nah, you don't be doing
looking
that.
For more for whatever the first dungeon is. Are there any dungeons open, or is it all just zone quests?
There's no dungeons open now.
Yeah.
I think Molson already tried. Queuing up for stuff.
Tried to tank it.
We tried to go in and tank it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's warlock.
Solo it as a warlock.
It'd be interesting to see over the next few days, because although it was huge news that the Warlord's Alpha has finally been sent out to other people than just the individual people at Irvine, we haven't really even stuck a little toe in yet, so... Hopefully next week for episode 27. Assuming we're going back to our weekly schedule for a while.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll see.
Stuff happens. Hey, stuff happens.
We'll see. Yeah. I'm glad we managed to do a show.
I'm very glad. And hopefully your cancel will finish fixing the rain so we can do our usual schedule.
Yeah, because 3:10 in the morning.
I hope they're not out there banging away at 3:10 in the morning.
They're not, although we recently, I don't know what's happened, somebody moved in about four doors down. This is completely unrelated, and we will say goodbye in a minute, but suddenly moved in four doors down, who seems to have a drum machine. Like one of those, it's not a drum machine, it's that awful drum and bass music. I don't know what the hell it is.
Okay.
But it's hideous. And they're going from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, bloody hell.
That freaking noise. But then all of a sudden they've stopped. So I don't know whether somebody's, you know...
Someone on the other side's gone,
shut the hell up!
Yeah, it was several doors down, but you could hear it like it was in your next, you know, next door room. Mm. It's horrible. We're not used to that sort of thing on a nice quiet island like this.
Yeah.
Not used to thugs.
Maybe outsiders.
So have you got anything to leave us with?
I really struggled this week with 26. There is actually an Australian band called 26 the Band.
Okay.
But I thought that's kind of, it's veering away from actually having 26 in the lyrics. So.
And only you and about six other people know that. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Probably three, actually. I think six in the generation.
And two of those are in the band.
But I did find a song called Final Frontier by someone called RJD2.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Here we go. While I resurrect these 26 letters, a lesson to beginners that tend to pale in comparison. You're not ill, and if you are, my notepad's full of medicine.
Nice. And before I say goodbye, I will apologise that we've been a little bit all over the place, mainly me, because I've been in the game. But hopefully in the coming weeks we have tons of extra news to talk to you about. And I'll see you then. So I'll say goodbye.
Bye.
You're not supposed to speak.
Oh, damn it.
You're as bad as Salty Slancher in his hiatus.
And stop.
Thanks for listening to WoW Geekly. To contact us, email wowgeekly@gmail.com. Or send us a tweet at WowGeekly or abuse the host directly on @Nisheo and @Elgin. And of course, we'd love it if you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and love you even more if you leave a review.
Upload complete.